Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Coaching Conversation. This is your life coach, Shawn Joukowsky, and I'm here with a special bunch today. I believe we have money, but I believe she dropped from the line. But we have a special guest today, Linda Boucher. Are you there, Linda?
I'm here, yeah.
Yay! You are on
our
website. And you're finally here together. Yay, we get to hear from Linda today. And Money, are you here? You dropped
I'm
off
here.
On us.
Yeah, I dropped off. I don't know what happened, but I'm back.
And yay. I believe August may be joining us. I'm not certain, but he is here in spirit. So before we get going, I want to put out our call lines. Our phone number is 657-383-1996. And you can reach any of us through the West New York Life Coaching Center, which is WNYLifeCoaching.com. You can see our bios. And after hearing the show, if you'd like to reach out, by all means, go to our website at WNYLifeCoaching.com. So before we get going, guys, I just want to give a few announcements, and then we'll roll into Linda. It's about Linda today. I want the world to get to know Linda. So we'll roll into that, but we would like to tell you tonight, actually, at the West New York Life Coaching Center, from 6 to 7:30, we are having a class. It's an intro to essential oils on site. You can find that details online. And we also have another class with our friendship location, which is the Bookworm in East Aurora. On May 12th, we will be having a self-care stress relief class. So look online, and there's some more events, but again, go to WNYLifeCoaching.com. You can see all that. Do you guys have anything you'd like to share before we roll into our conversation?
No, I don't have any events happening locally. Well, I mean, that I'm giving.
Okay.
So. Summer. Yeah,
I'm good. Stay tuned. Okay, so what I'd love to do, Linda, Linda, Moni, and I were all in a mastermind group. We're all like-minded life coaches, and I am tickled pink that we can bring Linda on and hear a little bit more about what your passion is and how you help coach people. Would you want to give us a little start, Linda? Tell us how you found coaching and you know, what area you like to, focus on?
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. How I found coaching was actually like it's a short story, but it took 9 years. And I bought this book back in 2000 when I was feeling a lot of unrest, like this is the wrong life, there's something going on, there's got to be something better, I want to know what it is, and if someone will just tell me what it is, I swear to God, I'll go do it. So I bought this book that really jumped out at me called Finding Your Own North Star, Claiming the Life You're Meant to Live by Dr. Martha Beck, and I was so excited to read this book. And as soon as I got into it, I was like in chapter 2, and I had to fill out, you know, it's like a workbook almost, and it asked me questions, and I had to like do some deep thinking, and I was like, ugh, I don't want to do all that. And they're like, just tell me, and I'll do it, but don't make me go on this long journey, right? So I put the book away, and 9 years later, it found me when I was cleaning out a cedar chest, and I was like really drawn to it. This time I couldn't put it down. And so I guess I must have finally been ready for it, for, you know, going to get what I really wanted. And then that time I couldn't wait to answer all the questions and really learn more about myself. And it brought me to learn more about Dr. Martha Beck. And then I went through her life coach training because I just knew that was what I was supposed to be doing. Like it felt right. And I went through her training. I became a certified coach. And then a few years later, I went through her master coach training and became a master certified coach. So that's been my journey. It's been awesome.
Awesome.
And then, you just wanted to ask me about my area of coaching because that really brought me to my area of coaching, and I was going to just explain it, but if you got another question, I'll answer that.
Nope, go right ahead.
All right.
Love to hear what you have
to say. So when I was, after I became a certified life coach, and I wanted to help everybody with everything. I wasn't super clear on the specific what we call a niche in the coaching world, right? Like, pick your niche. And I was really resistant to picking a niche. I just wanted to help everybody with everything. Great big heart, great awesome tools. Let's go and change the world. And it wasn't working. I wasn't able to really find, you know, my right clients. And I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong. And when I went through Master Coach certification, which was a personal journey again, like that's why I went through coaching to begin with, is because I really wanted to expand myself personally, and I loved it. I mean, it was difficult, but I loved it, so I wanted to expand more. That's why I went through Master Coach training. And in Master Coach training, I realized that the two things I had been lacking as a coach and as an entrepreneur were clarity and confidence. I wasn't really clear on specifically who I was here to help. I wasn't clear on specifically what I was supposed to be helping them with, and I wasn't clear at all as to why I would be the perfect coach for those clients instead of somebody else. And because I wasn't clear on all that, I wasn't confident that I could even do it. So going through Master Coach training brought me through a personal journey that in which I became very clear and very confident. And then that's become such a passion. And now that's what I do with my clients, whether they be coaches, because many of my clients are new coaches or struggling coaches, or non-coaches, because even more of my clients are people who are just, you know, unclear and not confident. So that's what I do, is help them get really clear on what they want and how to get it and to get the confidence to go get it. So there's a long answer to your question.
I love it. I'm like writing out questions to ask you to circle back. So let me start with this. So from the first thing I love about your book, how you started the book, you put it down, and then, you know, and then you found it again. Because I think in coaching too, this something resonating with you is so important. And you brought that up, like the second time you're reading it, you couldn't get enough of it. I love that you, you know, and that somehow did lead you onto this journey. Is that correct? And it's that simple sometimes. You know, I think in coaching too, we talk to people about, you know, just listening to their inner cues, and sometimes a lot of people don't do that. So I thought that was really a neat insight that you shared. But I want to go a little bit about the clarity and confidence, because I know a lot of us are fuzzy, Linda. And we joke about, like, even me and Amani, when we're doing something, we're like, we need Linda here. You know, like, you're the clarity lady. Like, when I think clarity, I think Linda. Picking a niche, do you think that helps bring people to their purpose? Or, you know, somebody's really, let me say this, I come in, I'm just really fuzzy. Like, where do you start with somebody?
Oh, alrighty. I mix metaphors like a toss salad, so if I jump from one to another, just don't mind me. But I start with explaining it kind of like this. Like, all right, I'm going to ask you a ton of questions, and all the answers are going to be coming out in terms of puzzle pieces, like a jigsaw puzzle, lots of little puzzle pieces, right? But as I ask questions, there's going to be a whole bunch of obstacles that come out too, and they're going to clutter up our puzzle mat. And so we have to, you know, coach through the obstacles to get rid of them so that we can harvest more puzzle pieces. And once we do that, then we're going to have all these wonderful puzzle pieces, and there's going to be more than one way to put them together, which is going to be even more awesome. So that's kind of like the approach that I take when I help people. And what we're doing is we're not just only finding what's next, like the next right next career or the right next relationship or their niche as a coach or a solopreneur in the healing arts. We're also finding within the questions that I ask, we're connecting with their passions and their purpose. So we're getting really close to that. And so it's about inspecting and finding the answer to, you know, who are you? Who are you outside of cultural norms, outside of roles, outside of your responsibilities, outside of expectations you set for yourself? Who are you at the core of you? And the questions I ask really, you know, answer those questions. And a lot of people don't really know the answer because they can only see themselves as a wife or a mother or an employee or an accountant or whatever. And so, you know, getting past those roles and responsibilities to find what's really at the heart of them, because that's where all the answers are. And we explore natural proclivities. What is it that you're unable to not do? Sorry about the double negative, but something like, you know, naturally, what do you, you know, naturally bring to everything you do? Questions like that. So we're exploring, you know, that the essential, what we call the essential self, the essential part of you versus your social self. Because I think, you know, we're pretty aware of our social selves, how we show up in the world, and how we conform to expectations and, you know, cultural norms and things like that. But if none of those were there, who's that other part of you outside of those things? So that's really where, you know, where I get all the answers. Now, when it comes to picking like a niche as a coach or a solopreneur in the healing arts, like, you know, say even in the healing arts, if you are a chiropractor, right, that's a healing art, you know, why pick a niche? You know, well, the thing is, the way I explain it is that people want a specialist. They don't want a generalist, right? If you're having a problem with your back, you want to go see, you know, maybe an osteopath or a chiropractor specifically. But if you're having, I'm not explaining this very well. I'm sorry about that. Like, we don't want to go to our general doctor for a specialty thing. We want to see a specialist, right? But I want to narrow it even more for people. So someone, you know, like a coach, yes, we have these tools that can help everybody with everything, but we're not meant to do that. And I explain it this way. There's only specific people in the world who want what you have and are ready to get it. So first of all, you have to focus on them instead of everybody. So stop talking to everybody and only use your energy and your capacity to, you know, show what you do, to expose what you do to the people who really want to know about it. And so that is one way to narrow, first of all. That's how you narrow your energy and be able to focus on the right people. Another way to narrow is to narrow what you're doing for them. Yes, our tools help everybody with everything, but there's some things that we have in common with our clients. And for our right clients, we know them. There's some part of us that's like some part of them. So we're totally familiar with it. And that's why what makes us the right coach versus the wrong coach for somebody. So it's like, oh yeah, I know you, I know that situation, I've been there. And that not only builds rapport, it helps you be a better coach. So there's, you know, that piece as well is making sure you can really identify it, because that's another way that you can use your own experience to help clients get through. So, you know, for anyone out there who's looking for a coach, you know, make sure that you recognize yourself in that coach. They'll be able to recognize you. But, you know, a good coach can recognize, oh, I can recognize, yep, I've been there, done that. You need to, as a, you know, someone who's looking for a coach, need to be able to recognize yourself in that coach as well. Say, oh, my gosh, okay, this is like a future version of me in some way. Maybe not, an identical twin, but in some way, this person's like me. And, yeah, she knows where I've been, and look where she is, and she is where I want to be in terms of, you know, whatever that is, in terms of career, in terms of attitude, and, you know. So if there's a recognition there. And that's part of the narrowing is in getting clear, is, you know, whether you're on the side where you really want to improve your life or you're a coach. You want to get, you know, more focused and narrow that way. So it's really a narrowing process, narrowing down, narrowing who, narrowing why you're the specific expert in this area. Even if you're looking for a new career, that's the same type of thing. In that, it's like narrowing down, you know, what do you love? What are you good at? Who are you? There's a whole wrap around everything, you know, and what do you love comes from there too. And you know, what does the world need? And which part of the world needs it? Because stop talking to the part that doesn't need it or doesn't want it. So that's how we, you know, find ideal career. So I don't know. I don't want to babble.
I love what you said.
No, you did great. And someone once told me, I don't know if it was you or somebody, but they were talking about, pretend you're like on a dating site. Was this you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who told me this, but
yeah,
if you like write, if you just, was it you that you just want to write that you want to date somebody, you don't know who's going to come at your door. I mean, the more specific you are about yourself, you're going to attract, you know, the right person for you. Or, when you're saying that, like, I love, you know, again, I think even as a first-time coach, I think, Moni, we talked about this, you know, we want to help everyone, you know, but to really help someone is someone that,
you can hear your voice. I always say that. I want someone to coach someone that can hear my voice and resonates with me and identifies with me. That goes kind of into the mentoring, what you brought up, Linda. But, yeah, I think sometimes we get a little foggy, and I think the simplest thing what I've learned, too, is, you know, go back to what you're natural at, you know, the natural. And those are the deep questions and seeing, I guess, that coreness and the essence in each of us. Money, do you have anything to share? Because I know you you actually collaborated a little bit with Linda, too, so I don't know what some of your thoughts are.
Well, I mean, I had a clarity session with Linda, so
I know you did.
A little more experience with what, and it was awesome. It was really amazing because in the clarity session, you got clear on where I wasn't clear, if that makes sense, because that's what the process will be. But it was really enlightening to see how, you know, kind of put it all out there to see where, you know, where the blocks were in myself. So, you know, you kind of have like a map now of how to get to that next place of being super clear, because you know where you're fuzzy, and you also really get a good idea of where you kind of want to be in terms of how you want to feel when you get there. So it was really amazing. So I think I think she has a lot of great tools that will help anybody get clear. And I mean, I have a question for you in terms of when you say clarity and confidence. I totally get it in terms of, like, for example, helping coaches or coaching coaches or even coaching people on their career. But what other, who are your other kind of clients that are not specifically looking to get clear on their, like, professional path? Like, what other areas
Right.
Okay. Well, first I want to back up and just let everybody who's listening know that the clarity session I gave to Money is, complimentary. And so I will spend an hour with people who are really, truly ready to get some clarity on the house and help them get clear about what's really going on, clear about what they really, really want, and then give them, like, a list of how to get from where they are to where they want to be. And let them know if I can help them do that, but really just giving them a list to go. So I just want to let everybody know it's not only for some people. Anybody can have a clarity session. I just wanted to back up to there. Now, as far as what does clarity mean outside of career or, you know, becoming clear and confident as a coach, I also have clients who are, say that, you know, they're retired from their career or separated from their career, and they really don't want another career. And maybe they're, you know, 55 or 60 years old, and they're like, I don't want another career. I just want to know what's next, because I'm all done with that. I'm all done with raising my kids. They're out. They're taking care of themselves. I'm all done working, you know, full-time for somebody else because I don't need to do that anymore and I don't want to do it anymore. What's next? So I'll help people get clear on that. And then also, sometimes it has to do with relationships. I have people come to me that don't feel like, I say one of my specialties is to help people go from spectator to creator of their lives. So I have people come to me because they just feel like a spectator, like that life is living them instead of they are living their lives. And so they're really unclear on what they even want. So it's not like, I want a career that makes me like this. They don't even know what they want. They might love their job, love their family, but don't know why there's something missing. They just don't feel fulfilled. They just feel like they're you know, like lumping along every day. So sometimes I have clients like that. And so that's helping them get clear on what's why they're not feeling fulfilled. And then, you know, because clarity breeds confidence. That's why I say it's clarity and confidence is my specialty. Clarity breeds confidence. When you're clear on what you really want and you're clear that, you know, you are the one to get it, then that confidence comes along. And one of the things I instill in every client I ever work with, and it's kind of like my mantra, words to live by, and I want to share them with everybody, is that you are the ones we've been waiting for. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that. And it's as amazing as that. And it's as relieving as that, because, wow, I don't have to wait for a situation to change or someone else to do something or, you know, my lottery numbers to come in. I am the one I've been waiting for. When you really know that, that's when everything turns around.
I love, too, when I finally got, mm-hmm. you know, I don't want to say epiphany moments, but we have them. Somebody sent mm-hmm. me the ruby slippers from Wizard of Oz. It said, you always mm-hmm. have the power, my dear. And I remember thinking, it's true, though, you know. I don't know if mm-hmm. it goes back to where I'm passionate is, you know, not so much listening to all that outside, you know. It's within. So, you know, the one thing I want to address, because I know money and we've talked about it, is I know you bring up a lot of times about your island, you know, point A and point B. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Can you share that? Because I love it. I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry. You have a great lot of great.
That's my favorite
awesome
new metaphor.
Tour. Yes, it is.
Well,
I'm really
visual
metaphor. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Luna.
I'm a visual thinker, and that's my most favorite tool. And I'm going to be, at some point, I'm outlining it, my second book, and that's really what's going to be in it, is this whole island metaphor. I think of it like this. You know, we go through life and we're living on different islands as we go along. And sometimes these islands are not fun, happy islands to live on. They're islands where we feel like a victim or, you know, some type of a circumstance, and it's just awful. So it's like, for shortcut, I'll just call it Pain Island. When I work with my coaches, their specialty, I have them name their island. So, like, I have a coach right now who I'm mentoring, and she's going to help people get off of Conformity Island. They're people who conform, and they don't stand up for themselves, right? You know, I had another coach that I worked with, and her specialty now is helping people get off of, what's the name of Ryan? It has to do with, you know, dating, you know, like serial dating island. So they're relationships. She's a relationship coach.
Right.
So it's Pain Island, just for a shortcut. Mm-hmm. And people are on Pain Island, and there's a whole bunch of them, and they're having the same situation. Now, my people that I coach are on an island, a pain island that I've been on, that I lived on for a long time, that I learned how to get off of, right? And so of the people on that island, there's, you know, a third of them don't want or know what I have to say. They don't care. They want nothing to do with me or what I do. That's fine. Another third of them, no matter what I do, they could take it or leave it. It doesn't matter no matter what I do. But there's that last one third that really wants what I have. You know, they want it. They you know, are on this island, and they're really interested in relieving their suffering. And they're interested in the way I would do it. So they kind of, like, lean in and listen and want to know. Now, some of them are just looking at my, you know, little emails or reading my Facebook posts. But there's some of them who are so ready to get off this island. They head down to the dock, and they're at the end of the dock, and they're jumping up and down saying, get me off this island right now. And they're flagging me down, you know. And so those are my people. Those are the people that I want to go and have them get on my boat and transport them to this other island where they really want to be and that I know how to get to because I've been at that island too. And so I tell new coaches, you've just got to identify all these islands you've been on already because you know what it's like to be there. And you know how to get people off, and you know this other island is so much better, and that's where they tell you they want to be, so why don't you just take them there? And then as you move through life, you keep island hopping. We keep going. As we expand, some of us are conscious expanders. We do it on purpose. And as we expand, we get to new islands, and that makes us better equipped and experientially to help other people get to those islands. And then when we have these tools as coaches that help us even better than just only experience, so we have experience and we have these awesome coaching tools, that we really can help people, you know, get from island A to B to C to D to E to whatever island you're on. And that's an awesome journey. And it feels really great to help people do that. So that's kind of my island analogy. And it is very visual, but I think it resonates with people. And when I talk with people, like some people I'll have a clarity session with, and at the end they'll say, well, you know, what if I want to work with you? And I truly assess if they're at the end of the dock or not. And for some of them, I'll be like, yeah, you are ready at the end of the dock. Yes, let's go. And for other people, I'll say, you know what? Yes, we can work together, but I'd like you to, you're not quite all the way at the end of the dock yet. And I don't want to waste your time or your resources. So, you know, if you when you really want off, that's when coaching makes the hugest, hugest impact, is when you really want off that island and you won't spend another day there, you're absolutely done. That's when, you know, coaching makes such a magnificent impact. So that's my analogy.
Awesome. Marty, you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's great because I know we've talked about it. We've talked about that in our clarity session. And what I thought was really great, too, is what you just kind of mentioned. We've been on different islands, and, you know, every single one of them is not necessarily where we want to help people off of as a coach.
Right.
And even if it was somebody who was, say, trying to find a career or whatever it is, it's, you know, we have a lot of passions, but not every single one is going to be the one that we want to pursue as a career or whatever. So through the process, you will get clear on where exactly you want to be on that. Where is that island be? And what does it feel like there? And what does it look like? So even if you have different islands you've been on, it's not you kind of want it, you have to get clear on where that island B is for you, and that's where you would help people go. So I think that was great because there's so many facets to each of us in terms of where we've been.
Yeah, that's exactly true.
Awesome.
And when I hire a coach myself, I don't always hire the same coach because I know which island I want to get to, and I know when I'm in my own way. That's when I hire a coach, is when I'm in my own way.
I love that.
Depending on where
so
I want
to
get, I hire a different coach. Yeah.
When I'm in my own way. okay. So I want to, we have only 2 minutes left. So Linda, I wanted, you have a book, Linda. You want to share everybody, you know, a little bit about the book that you have and anything else that you'd like our listeners to know about?
Sure, yeah. All right. Well, first I'll just give out my website in case anyone wants to go to it. It's lindabucher.com, and that's LINDAB as in boy, UCHER.com. And I wrote a book called The Confident Coach. What it's about is about defining success for who you are and wrapping what you do and how you do it around who you are and how that is the key to success. And although I wrote it initially as like a love letter to new coaches, it really is a book that that transcends beyond just new coaches because it's how to get to any answer. You know, like it starts, the whole beginning of the book is about who are you? It's a lot of questions. The whole thing that I didn't want to do when I first started on this journey was answer questions and deep dive, but that's what a book I wrote happens to do that. To answer a lot of questions, it really lets you know who you are, you know, what's your special sauce, because that's what you bring and give to the world. You know, getting really clear on that. And then the last thing, the end of the book is really about setting the stage for where you want to go. And the stage is about redefining success for who you are. Now that you've found who you are, you know, you can look at success and the definition you've been operating under and say, wait a minute, that's not my definition. That's someone else's that I absorbed over time. So, you know, it's like put it to the side and let's reassemble a brand new definition of success, because that's your new, you know, way, the way you're going to be moving forward, you know, as you move on. So when you understand who you are and you wrap, you know, what you're doing and how you're doing it around who you are and you're following your own definition of success, then that's how you get it. And success is a manner of traveling. It's not just a destination.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, thank you for coming on, Linda. Yay, finally.
Thank you for having me. It's been super fun.
Yes, and anyone listening, our listeners out there, you can find any of us and reach, if you need to reach out, you can go to the WesternNewYorkLifeCoaching.com website. You can get through to Moni and Linda right through that site. So, ladies, thanks again, and I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All
righty. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye. Take care, all. Bye-bye.